David from Kochav Yaakov adds to the question about stray cats that we had a while back. We also have a problem with cats. Our children have adopted a few of the stray cats in our neighborhood. One of them has even adopted us, so it seems, and spends all of its day hanging around our house waiting to be fed. Now they just brought a brand new tiny kitten home, which looks like it's about to die. What does one do in such a situation? I mean, I don't want all these cats being brought into my house, but on the other hand, we teach our children about Tsar Bali Chaim and having Rachmanis on Hashem's Brios, and then when they bring us these little pitiful things, we tell them they can't keep them and can't feed every stray cat in the neighborhood and can't bring this dying little thing into the warmth of our home. Thanks for your answers. What I would tell your children is that even though animals are very important because they're God's creations, human beings are more important. And all the laws of Tsar Bali Chaim and all the laws of Bal Tashchis are only applicable vis-a-vis how they affect human beings. We are allowed to cause pain to an animal if it's absolutely necessary for the sake of a human being, to make experiments on animals in order to get medicines for human beings. If there's no other way of doing it than causing pain to an animal, then the needs of a human being come first. It's only wanton paining an animal or wanton destruction that's prohibited. And therefore, if for the sake of human beings, having all these cats around would cause great discomfort and great monetary loss or whatever, then in the nicest way and the most practical way and the most humane way, these cats should be disposed of and not cause human beings tzara. This is a tremendous lesson that children should know, that we are not just another animal. The world was created for the sake of man, and therefore how we deal with animals, human beings have to take first place, and the animals are subservient to human beings, and we as human beings have to treat the animals properly and use them as God's creations, but understand that animals' rights do not supersede human rights. Humans are humans. Animals were created to serve man.